Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. Let me turn to my guests who are here with me in the studio this morning from the Aztec School District. Superintendent Kirk Carpenter is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate you coming in. Also, Tanya Prokop is here, Deputy Superintendent. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And happy end of the school year. It's May already.
It is. It's amazing.
How did that happen?
I'm not sure. I think somebody forgot to tell Mother Nature it's May yesterday.
Well, that's for sure. Yes.
Some of the snow. I think it's that kind of a year. Sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen outside. But it's been a great school year. And obviously, we're excited about the end of the school.
Well, very good. And you are, I know, keeping an eye on the weather, of course, because you have some outdoor graduations happening this week, correct?
Yeah. I was commenting earlier. In fact, I can see part of the screen. And we never, ever want anything to happen to anybody else's graduation, but I was looking at some of the cloud coverage and looked on Friday, and we always hold our breath and anticipate what's going to happen with weather, because it's hard for us to have a plan B. Plan B for us is we go inside and wait, because we just don't have a venue that's really an alternative plan.
Sure.
Trying to go inside to a gym. It'd be that situation to tell graduates, well, we can get you in there, and then you get fortune over the years. And that's it.
Yeah,
we just don't have. It is tough.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been very fortunate over the years, and I don't want to jinx anything. This year looks like we'll have another opportunity to be outside. But that's what we'd have to do. We'd just postpone until Mother Nature would clear its path, either the next day or later that evening. And it looks like Friday is going to be a little bit chilly. But that's okay. People can bundle up. It's always a packed house over at Fred Cook Stadium, and people are standing anywhere they can stand and sitting if they can sit. And no matter what, it's always a great occasion. And looks like Mother Nature so far is going to cooperate, other than, like I said, a little bit chilly. But it's a great occasion, and we're looking forward to it.
A great time for celebrating accomplishments, right, for
Absolutely.
Your seniors, and and that is exciting. And we had the same concerns here at San Juan College a couple of weeks ago with the weather on Saturday for our graduation. The concern was the what-ifs and how many guests could you accommodate if you had to move it to another venue. So I hear what you're saying, Mr. Carpenter, and so congratulations to all your graduates, and hopefully a nice, clear, and cool event. For your graduation.
It will be. A lot of planning goes into it. And we include the kids in a lot of that planning. In fact, most of it is planned out by them. It's the board celebration for the students that have met the requirements. And we include the students in that planning. And they set up a lot of the graduation. In fact, most of it is planned out by them in conjunction with the administration at the high school. And so it's a great celebration. And I don't call it the end. I've never referred to it. I think it's a great celebration to the beginning of their next steps. It's a culmination of public education to set them up for their career or the next steps in higher education. And it's the beginning of what will be their next beginning of whatever is the next outcome of their next chapter in life, if you will.
True. Very true. Tanya Prokop, I know as many graduations as I've attended, it's always great to look out and see those faces and what they've accomplished, and as Mr. Carpenter said, getting ready for that next step, whatever that may be, whether it's to go on to college or hit the job market or military service or whatever the case may be. But you can see it in all their bright, shiny faces, I think, at graduation.
It is. You know, that it's a really interesting kind of a balance that ends up happening that you witness at graduation. because here are these young adults that are ready to go and step into the adult world. Yet they find themselves nervous about walking across the stage and remembering which is their right hand that they're supposed to shake hands with and which is their left hand and smiling and remembering all
that's a lot to keep track of.
Diplomacies of a graduation ceremony. Right. So it's really funny how they can revert in just a heartbeat back to that student looking for guidance from their teachers.
Right. But that's a lot to keep track of on a day like that when they're thinking about so many other things and there's so much going on and a lot of people in attendance.
Absolutely.
So I can definitely
understand.
And
those butterflies, right? Those butterflies that are inside, sure. And you just have to kind of manage those butterflies and get them in a line and, you know, make them behave.
Just guide them to where they need to go. And,
absolutely.
And exactly. But it's always a great ceremony, and I always look forward to being involved with a few graduations every year. So I'm looking forward to that again. So we are here to kind of celebrate what's good about Aztec schools and the end of the school year. And there's no shortage of things to talk about this morning. And so in addition to your graduating seniors, there's a lot of other things that are going on, Mr. Carpenter. Am I correct?
You are. I think we always like to term this with celebrate what's right with the world, or celebrate what's right in our case with Aztec schools and what's happened with the things that have gone well with our schools this year and maybe some of the things we're looking forward to as we go forward. And I think I can start off and then I'll turn it over to Ms. Prokop because I know she has a great list over there. And, you know, too many times I think in our world we always hear about the negative things. And I think a great way for us to wind up our year with you on the radio, which we appreciate so much, Scott, we really do. I know we oftentimes get into a lot of serious topics, and rightfully so, but there's a lot of great things that have happened this year at our district, and I think throughout all the districts this year. And we have a great relationship, and we want to thank our colleagues for that relationship because we really do a lot of things for a lot of our kids in this county. So, but we are. We're going to have two. We've already had one graduation. We had Vista Nueva's graduation last week, 19 students. And what is so amazing, I think, about that graduation in this county. So, but we are. We're going to have two. We've already had one graduation. We had Vista graduation last week, 19 students. And what is so amazing, I think, about that are the stories. And the stories that those kids share. They're just so heartfelt. And we just hear just a few of the students and their stories. It's not easy for a lot of those kids to walk across that stage because of what they go through. But they pack our multipurpose room, 19 students and heart, to see students that sometimes would struggle and not make it, that there's an opportunity for them to have a place that they can make it. And, you know, there's every community, I think, up here, all of our districts have alternative high schools. And for many years, those schools were looked at as, okay, those are places for I'll just say it. A lot of people thought for the bad kids, and it's not. It's the kids that, for whatever reason, couldn't make it or didn't fit in at a regular public school that was a traditional school. And to have alternative high schools has been, it's magical. You know, every year we get to, with Leadership San Juan, see Rocinante. Beautiful, beautiful opportunity for kids. And so we always get to usually start with our graduations at Vista Nueva. And this year, again, no exception, just wonderful, heartwarming ceremony. And the kids always do a tremendous job. The staff does a beautiful ceremony. We had people in for our principals pursuing excellence that monitor our schools, and they went to the graduation, and they said it was just amazing. They've been to a lot of graduations over their careers, but that was one of the finest they've been to. So
nice.
That's how we started it. And then this week we get to continue with the graduation ceremonies and 155 seniors, a little bit low. But again, our enrollment's down, high school one of them. And so it'll be a great way to culminate the school year. And our graduation this year is one of the latest we've ever had. We had to move graduations back because of the New Mexico Activity Association events, which took place this past week. And our graduation will be on the last day of school, and 155 seniors. So
very good.
We're excited about that.
And that's Friday, you said, right?
It is Friday at 7 o'clock at Fred Cook, our football stadium.
There
so
you go.
That's how we'll wind up the school year.
All right. And I think a great point about the alternative.
Now, 155 seniors, a little bit low, but one of them. And so it'll be a great way to culminate the school year. And our graduates we've ever had, we had to move graduations back because of the New Mexico activities past week. And our graduation will be on the last day of school. And
very good.
We're excited about that.
And that's Friday, you said, right?
It is Friday at 7 o'clock at Ball Stadium.
There you go.
That's how we'll wind up the school year.
All right. And I think a great point, high schools that you mentioned with Vista Nueva and Rosinante and all in the other districts.
I've had a child. Some of them had to work. It's a different way. It's a different schedule. They're unique. We can't do things the way we used to. And even the staff, the way they work with those kids, like I said, it's magic. It really is. It's magical. Like I said, every year we go to Rosinante and do a tour and to hear the stories of the children. And they're not children. They're young adults. But you know what? They still need they need staff. And some of them need to have schedules that are maneuvered around things because in many cases, some of those kids are supporting their families. And so it's just amazing, and it just touches your heart, and it reminds you of what we just said, what's right with the world. And
sure.
In some cases, that's exactly what's right with the world, is finding ways to get those kids started on their next path in the world.
Very good. Well, let me ask you a bit about some other topics that we want to talk about this morning, including some successes at some of your other schools as well. Kugler Middle School, I think, is something you want to talk about, right? With an improvement in school grade, I believe, right?
Absolutely. But I just want to backtrack one more step on our high schools.
Oh, yes.
About 3 years ago, high school counselor Kim Thornton saw something on the internet about graduation walks and approached Superintendent Carpenter with that idea. And so this has been our third year with our high school seniors doing graduation walks. And what that is they're dressed in their caps and their gowns, and our transportation department takes them to all the different schools, and they walk through the halls. So you have your high school senior coming back to an elementary school where they attended and walking through the halls. And those teachers, those elementary teachers, are out in the halls along with the students. And they're greeting them and hooing and hawing and yipping and everything for these graduates as they parade through the halls in their caps and gowns. And it's really a heartwarming event. Both high schools joined together. This year, schedules didn't allow that, but they still committed to this what's now become a capital T tradition in our district. And it's wonderful on a lot of different levels. It's wonderful for that elementary teacher to see a former student. Sometimes when they leave first grade, second grade, and they go off to high school, and they just don't see him again. And so that reconnection, to see that small child now, this adult, is just heartwarming for that teacher. It gives that elementary student something to look forward to. Of that's going to be me one day.
Sure,
planning
right.
For that future,
right.
Right? And then that high school senior that's walking in that cap and gown, maybe a specific student wasn't involved in athletics or any activities, and this is their time to shine in the light, to be that rock star with everyone just applauding them personally. So each one of them gets to be a rock star. And we actually had this year one of the graduates come up to central office. Her parents work in central office, and she's made just relationships with the rest of us. I mean, I think some of us are, always have money in our drawer because of fundraising and whatnot to help support her and the different programs that she's in. But even that makes our day when they come in their cap and gown and just smiling from ear to ear because they are so proud of their big accomplishment.
Right.
And looking forward onto what's coming as well. So I did want to highlight our graduation walks.
Sure. Well, and as you mentioned, that's grown into a big capital T tradition now.
Absolutely.
Right? And a lot of, hopefully every senior would not miss it because it's an opportunity to.
Right. So with that being said, I actually asked that senior when she came by, because of the way that New Mexico Activities Association did their calendar with state competitions, it was very late.
Right.
And
right.
So things kind of got wonky on our side as far as scheduling. But with all that being said, a class of 155 graduating, they've checked out from high school. And when they did the graduation walk, they didn't have to. It wasn't part of the school day. Only 40 students didn't show up. And so when some of those we think were probably still in their state competitions. So I think that's a great average for an 18-year-old that didn't have to come in.
Right, right.
And you know, there's nothing holding over my head that I have to do this, but yet majority came. And I think that speaks highly about that tradition and what it means to them and paying it forward as well.
Very true. Well, again, congratulations to all of your seniors at Essex Yes. Schools and all the families of those seniors who've supported them for the last 13 years or more. So I think
Absolutely.
It goes without saying. All right. So let's talk a little bit about...
So Kugler Middle School.
Kugler Middle School.
You bet. You know, we were always working with improving learning for students. And Kugler Middle School, majority came. And I think that speaks highly about that tradition and what it means to them and paying it.
Goes without saying. All right. So let's talk a little bit about...
So Kugler Middle School.
Kugler Middle School.
You bet. You know, we were always working with improving learning for students. And Kugler Middle School has really... school grades came out. We saw a nice increase in their school grade. And it just goes to show that, you know, when everybody kind of aligns and commits to doing the right things... a lot of times, not
right,
just hit
right.
and miss, learning environments do change and improvement does happen for our students. So we wanted to highlight that for Kugler Middle School.
That's great. Mr. Carpenter, I imagine it takes the work of a lot of folks to maybe see those grades improve.
It does. And I think even Ms. Prokop would be the last one to say anything positive about herself in some respects. But she's to be applauded too, because through our work with Teachers Pursuing Excellence, Kugler is one of those schools. Ms. Prokop's been one to help monitor. And when I say hold accountable, coach folks over there, and even through Principals Pursuing Excellence as well. And she's done a great job. I mean, she wears many hats. I myself have tried to get out and do more, but it's difficult for me to do as much. But Ms. Prokop and Ms. Englehart as central office administrators and part of the district leadership team have done a tremendous job of getting out and doing things at schools and working with principals and leaders and helping them with walkthroughs and what they're doing in classrooms and coaching more than supervising. Ms. Prokop supervises our principals, but at the same time has done a tremendous job coaching. And all of that plays a part in helping a school improve. You know, the teachers absolutely are the ones that will improve learning in the classroom more than anything else. But right behind that are the principals. And so if you're going to improve teaching, principals have got to be in the classrooms. And if you're going to improve what the principals do, you have to have somebody with them coaching. And so it absolutely takes everybody. And it takes a supporting culture from district office down. And so we applaud what the teachers are doing first and foremost, what the students absolutely are doing. But again, I want to make sure we recognize what's happening from top down, too, because it's not micromanaging. I think of what it is it's micro-supporting and micro-coaching. And so I want to make sure I recognize, too, Ms. Prokop, Ms. Englehart, and the coaches in the district. We only have one instructional coach, one data coach, one reading coach, and reading coach is really elementary. But it's all the other teachers, too, down below and what's happening. And it's a systemic approach. So you're right. It's everybody doing the right things with the same process, the same protocols of reinforcing what we like to term the Aztec way of doing things. And some of these other teach like the champion strategies and all these things and reinforcing and not changing flavors every year. Doing the same things and getting better at it and just going deeper with it.
Right. And I know we've talked a lot about the Principals Pursuing Excellence program and the Teachers Pursuing Excellence program. And you credit both of those for some of the things that we're seeing with school grades and student achievement and some of those other things?
Well, absolutely. I think those have been very helpful. And I think what's behind it are their sound practices. There are things that we have probably all been doing. It just draws better attention to being more purposeful, more targeted. I know a lot of the districts around us are doing the very same things, but it allows us to just really draw attention to the specifics and just be, more, like I said, more targeted and more purposeful with our practices. And again, it's about, we trust all of our educators, but it's trust but verify. And again, have people out inspecting, what do we need to do? When are we going to do it by? And let's make sure we're taking care of it. And so I think that's where things have changed. It's just that whole verification process of we know what we need to do. It's that old adage of if you go to a conference and say, how many people in here need to lose 10 pounds? How many people know how to do it? Then what's the problem? It's that type of thing, and that type of thing that we know what we need to do. Let's do it. And let's just make each other, we hold each other accountable for doing those things. And that's the thing in education. We know what we need to do. Let's take care of it. And let's hold each other accountable by certain times and inspect it. And so that's the thing we're doing. And I think these Teach Like the Champion principles for pursuing excellence, they're not new adages of what's happening in education. It's just ways of making sure it's happening. Being masters of your calendar, which is something that Ms. Prokop is far better at than I am. But it's those types of things that we know exactly how to do it. Let's just take care of it.
And for folks maybe who are listening, and for folks maybe who are listening to us this morning or watching us this morning, parents or relatives mm-hmm. of students at Aztec schools, and this may seem like a new concept, because a lot of folks are like, well, these are professional educators. Don't they know how to teach my child? And don't they know how to be a principal at a school? But as learning evolves and students evolve, I think there are new techniques for making sure kids are learning at the right levels and getting these concepts and grasping these things. And these are the types of things I think that we're talking about with these programs.
Well, I think what you have to think about is other professions. You're always looking to do professional development to improve your craft.
Ideally, if you're doing
absolutely.
It right. I mean,
well,
right? There are some folks that...
I love my dog.
Yeah.
My dog is my furry family, and I
right.
know the others in the room are the same way. I want the vet to be up to date with the most recent knowledge,
right.
remedies, whatever, when I take Rudy to the vet, right? The same thing with my own physician. Right?
Sure.
I want him,
yeah.
her to be update with everything newest.
Not going to bring out the bucket of leeches when you go in if you're
well,
not feeling
not,
well.
Because I think I'm
right?
going to
yeah.
I'm going to seek a second opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
So all these other, I mean, my sister's a realtor. Realtors have to constantly take more classes to update their license. The world of education should be no different. We have to stay updated with some of the new ways of teaching. Our students aren't the same that they were when I graduated from high school. There are different opportunities around, just with technology alone. We'd be remiss if we weren't looking for these other opportunities. And with these programs, the public education department pretty much flips the bill. So with a district that's our size, not having as many resources that are our staff, just because of how money is doled out, right? So the principals pursuing excellence, teachers pursuing excellence, it brings more resources in that we can't maybe normally afford.
Right, which is good for everybody.
Absolutely, it's a win-win.
You kind of, and you're seeing that already. I mean, that's another thing that they probably want some data for results and to see how it's going, and you can provide that.
We can.
I would think.
And that's the difference, too, is it's not just giving a student a grade. It's analyzing the skill by skill, class by class. And that's been a shift too for parents. I think for them
that's
to understand,
true, right?
You know, we're not just saying, hey, your student has an A or B. It's shifting from that to say, here's a specific skill we need you to work with your student on. It's not going to a doctor and saying my knee hurts. It's talking about the patella tendon or the meniscus or the. It's getting in there and talking about specific skills, and that's what we need to do. That's the shift in education that's taken place. And that's what we want. And I think hopefully in making that shift, even in education, it's been a tough one for parents as well. Let's talk about standards, not just about grades. And with that goes this type of training for teachers. Education has absolutely changed, so we need to make changes in the way we're teaching, the way we're inspecting teaching, the way we're coaching our principals, the way we're coaching our teachers. It's not just about observing and evaluations. And that's a shift. And
right.
It's an exciting shift.
Right. True. I think that's very true. And for parents to be able to understand that shift is an important part of the job that you do as well.
It is. And we need to continually refine that and get better at it. And we're working on it. And we encourage them to come in and ask and find out, because it's a partnership more than ever before.
True. Very true. My guest this morning from the Aztec School District, Superintendent Kirk Carpenter is here, Deputy Superintendent Tanya Prokop, and we are talking about the wrapping up of the school year in Aztec schools. And as we mentioned, graduation will take place this Friday at Fred Cook Stadium. Another school we want to talk about a little bit is Lydia Rippey. elementary school, correct?
And there's absolutely some
exciting
and
things going on there.
And let's talk about all of our elementary schools.
All right.
We've got Park Avenue Elementary, that's a fourth and fifth grade school. Lydia Rippey and McCoy are pre-K through third grade. Lydia Rippey specifically has been part of another public education department grant, and they've been committed with the RDA grant for like 3 years now.
Now, that's a new acronym on me. What does that mean?
Oh, you're going to stump me on that one.
It's a results-driven accountability.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Carpenter. Okay, now we know.
He bailed us out of that one.
Yes, he did.
And so because of the commitment with the RDA grant, out of that one.
Yes, he did.
Lydia Rippey hasn't maybe been in some of the other programs like Principals Pursuing Excellence or Teachers Pursuing Excellence because they're doing such a great job. They keep qualifying for the RDA grant, which really is no different. It's just a different highway of going the same place as the other programs.
I see. Okay.
So all three of our elementary schools are they're linking arms with our secondary schools. So once a month, Central Office puts together a principal's professional learning community. And just through that environment, we're matching up our elementary, our secondary principals. And what's starting to occur now is when no one's watching, we've got high school principals tapping on the door of elementary schools doing walkthroughs with elementary principals in those classrooms, taking a look at what the learning environment looks like at the elementary school, and now building a bridge so that they're challenging their high school teachers to start some of these different practices and being a little bit more elementary. And that occurred with us not shoving anybody through any door. It just happened through an environment that got created. And so I think when I think about celebrating what's right with our elementary schools, it's not only the hard work that those teachers and principals do every day, but it's this bridge that somehow has been crafted and wanting our secondary school classrooms to start looking a little bit more elementary with relationships are strong and powerful and we're greeting kids at the door, but it's that instruction, grouping kids, having different stations in the classroom. So that you can challenge the kiddo that's really got it all going on, right? But yet helping that student that's still struggling. And so getting our secondary schools to look a lot more like that. It's just kind of organic how it started happening this year.
Interesting. And that is one of the challenges, I think, in classrooms today, especially elementary classrooms, right? Is you have students learning at different rates and different levels, and you want to keep them challenging the ones that are maybe already ahead of the others, perhaps, and the ones that are struggling. It really is the teacher's job to try to keep them all moving together, I would think.
Absolutely. So it's this huge spectrum that can occur in a classroom, right? Where, just like you spoke, there are some kiddos that are still struggling to get concepts, but there are those that have it and need to be challenged to move on. And depending what the skill is that's being pushed out, that spectrum can change. So if Tanya's struggling when we're doing skill A, but once we get to skill B, oh, I've got this, so challenge me so that I can keep going.
Right. And you don't get bored and disengaged, I suppose.
And start flying paper airplanes across the
Yeah, that's not good. No.
Not a good thing.
Bad, Tanya. That's true. That's very true.
You can tell it's the end of the school year.
I can tell, yeah.
You know, Scott, just one quick comment. That's what's so nice about having
a comment about bad Tanya? Go right ahead.
Not about bad Tanya.
Okay.
It's good Tanya because, you know, with her background in elementary and mine in secondary, I joke a lot about, you know, the elementaries and the principal and it's complicated. I mean, I had choices in my career to be an elementary principal in my past just because of the complexity of curriculums. But I, as a secondary person in my career, totally, as a teacher, as a coach, as an administrator, I've said it many times and I believe it, that the key to an effective secondary school and one that achieves at a high level is that you will find a lot of effective elementary practices there. Not just in how you go out for fire drills and line up, because we actually painted lines on the campus at Aztec High School for fire drills because kids seem to lose that practice. But what you do in the classroom, as Ms. Prokop touched on, learning centers, moving kids station to station, we lose that as we move up the ladder at secondary levels. And that is such a key. And it is more of a key now of learning in collaborative practices there. Not just in how you go out for fire drills and line up, because we painted lines on the campus at Aztec High School for fire drills because kids seem to lose that practice. But what you do in the classroom, as Ms. Prokop touched on, learning centers, kids station to station. What George Washington, if he came back today and walked into a classroom, if he sees the same thing they saw back then, we've lost it. We need to see the learning centers. And so I've said it many times, and I keep saying it, we need to be more elementary at the secondary. And it's beautiful when you walk into a classroom at the secondary and see that it happened. What George Washington, if he came back today and walked into a classroom, if he sees the same thing, lost it. We need to see the learning centers. And so I've said it many times, like elementary at the secondary. And it's beautiful when you walk into a class, be involved. It's our first year in it. But we're excited. Students may not be excited about going to school during the summer. But there are some students that just need one. So we'll run that in a little bit towards the end of June. In July, a couple weeks, and it absolutely has proven itself to be more learning for students. We qualified at kindergarten through fifth grade. We're opting only to do it. More learning for students. We qualified at kindergarten through fifth grade. We're at Park Elementary.
Okay.
And so students will basically be with their teachers that they will have next year. So students coming up from third that will be in fourth will be with their fourth grade teacher. It's a great program. It's funded through the PED, and a lot of districts have been in it, even around our area up here, different Bloomfield. I believe Central's been involved. Farmington's absolutely been involved. We're jumping into it for the first time, but it's an exciting program, especially for students that may be struggling a little bit. And so we're excited about it. We're probably just about 20, 25 students be involved. It's our first year in it. But we're excited. I think we have to start somewhere, and it's been in the state for several years. But it's absolutely something that we are excited in. Some students may not be excited about going to school during the summer, but there are some students that just need more time. And so we'll run that in a little bit towards the end of June and into July a little bit. There'll be a break after school ends, start it, a little break during 4th of July week, and then it's been in that there'll be a break after school ends, start it.
Yeah. Went very well this year, and we'll continue again next year?
Absolutely. We're going to maintain and look at the program as preschool, improve that program. You know, it's going back to talking about the power in our elementary schools. So our preschool is housed at Lydia Rippey Elementary.
We'll be continuing this summer.
Yes, sir.
For those students at Park Avenue, you said?
At 4th and 5th grade.
Okay. All right. Also want to ask you a little bit about the Aztec District Preschool that started in the fall, and that... Went very well this year, and we'll continue again next year?
Absolutely. We're going to maintain and look to continue to improve that program. You know, it's going back to talking about the power in our elementary schools. So our preschool program is housed at Lydia Rippey Elementary and at McCoy Elementary. And it's getting kiddos ready for school. And that looks, again, not to date myself again, but coming into school looks so different than it did back when I entered school. I mean, kindergarten is academic.
Right.
And so with
a lot more than folks may realize.
Absolutely.
I think, right?
Absolutely. And so preschool is just helping families, students just jump into the world of education just a little bit quicker while still maintaining that fun atmosphere as play. And it's so interesting to watch these preschool classrooms. If you're having a bad day at the office, you might find me. You know, at a, in a preschool classroom,
okay.
You know, back on the floor playing with blocks, but learning some different social skills and different skills that help you in a school environment.
Right.
So, yeah, looking to maintain that program and keep it moving forward.
Very good. And this was the first year that Aztec District had a preschool, correct?
Yeah, it program. Was. And yeoman's work by Mr. Acree, our Exceptional Programs Director. You know, this was something last year. I said, we need to get preschool in our district. The state offered grants to get that done. We had some, unfortunately, I say this, we had some rooms open up because of enrollment, but fortunate for the students that could enroll. We had about 40 students at each site. And the next year, hopefully we'll expand that. I think we wanted to refine it and continue with the implementation this next school year. Get better at what we're doing, again, that deeper implementation. And then next year, again, what we'd like to do is expand it. And there's a lot of people in the preschool business. Our intent is never to take kids away from others. However, the sooner we can get them into our system, we feel like it's more beneficial for obvious reasons, to get them ready for kindergarten. And there's a lot to be said about that. Like Ms. Prokop said, get them ready for K. And then in the system, used to our issues, how we do things, and get them ready to learn. Because education has changed. And with the Common Core, whether people like that or not, there's so many things happening at kindergarten that, you know, used to happen at second grade. So hopefully people can understand why having them in your system and getting them prepared for that is such a key issue more than ever before.
Well, and it's choices too, isn't it?
It is.
It's for parents to make.
Absolutely.
So.
It's all their choice. And you can't force them to be there, obviously, but they have a choice. And,
right.
And hopefully that they'll decide that Aztec's a place to bring their kids soon. And, but again, they have choices, and there's a lot of good things happening in our community where they're doing some good things. So again, it's not trying to get competitive, but it is an opportunity to say, here's a choice.
Very true.
Scott, one more thing.
Sure.
When we're celebrating what's right, this radio show,
mm-hmm.
and the environment that you create for us, and this forum that we get to have once a month, and I'm just speaking selfishly about Aztec Schools. Thank you for the relationship you've built with us. And for creating this environment where it's safe and we can talk about any topic. So thank you.
And we do. And I appreciate both of you and
Absolutely.
Your commitment to being here every month. And I wanted to make sure that the listeners and viewers knew that this is something that both of you agreed to do for the school year. And we appreciate it so much because while the invitation goes out to every district in the county, not every district has taken us up on it. And we appreciate you being here each and every month. But we will give you a break for the summer. So enjoy.
Appreciate that. I can fly more airplanes.
You can fly more airplanes. That's true. But enjoy your summer. But we look forward to seeing you both in August.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll be here.
Thank you very much. My guests from the Aztec School District, Superintendent Kirk Carpenter and Deputy Superintendent Tanya Prokop, my guests here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.